You are Locked On Packers.
I feel like we can run the table. We're going to do it.
Your daily Green Bay Packers podcast.
Rodgers gets out.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Floats it.
Your team.
Come.
Every day.
Touchdown.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm Peter McCaskin. I cover the Packers for SB Nation and Packer Report. I cover the NFL around the internet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts. You will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet, and the show for fans who know what happened. They want to know why and how. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Guess who's back? Back again. Aaron Rodgers is, according to the reports, we have yet to hear from the quarterback himself at the time of this recording, but all indications are Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Packers quarterback in 2021. Coming up a little bit later, the return of...
How you doing?
How you doing? Lily Zhao is going to be here. So we have two monster returns on Locked On Packers. We'll get to Lily in just a little bit. So here's what happened on Monday. Let's just walk through the timeline of all of this. The first thing that happens is Ian Rapoport comes out and says there are some conversations being had between the Packers and David Dunn, Aaron Rodgers' agent. And there is some movement toward this idea of adding void years to the current contract, making it essentially a one-year deal, and then figuring this all out next year where Rodgers would get to move on. And I said, look, that doesn't make sense. Andrew Brandt put that idea out last week, and Andrew has been all over this, friend of the show, Andrew Brandt. But that never made sense. And it never made sense because if you're just doing a one-year deal and then Rodgers can just walk after this year, then you're having to weigh, okay, is it more valuable to trade Rodgers now for multiple first-round picks and stuff and just let Jordan Love cook, or get the 1 year of Aaron Rodgers in what would probably be a highly toxic situation where he knows for sure he's out? And that is the critical thing about what they actually agreed on. According to Adam Schefter, who has been on at least some of the details of this from the beginning, he obviously looks a little silly now after saying Aaron Rodgers is done, he's out. And maybe that's how Aaron Rodgers felt at the time, and he slept on it, and you know, you're away from the team, and then, you know, all of a sudden times it comes to be training camp time and you don't want to let down your teammates. You want to give this one more chance. So what they end up having is, remember, first, so back to the timeline before we get into it. Ian Rapoport says, actually, Aaron Rodgers is telling people he's coming back. Okay, David Bakhtiari throws in some jokes about not being people close to Aaron Rodgers. And then we get the big report that the Packers and Rodgers camp are actively negotiating a deal that would give Rodgers flexibility and the Packers flexibility. And Adam Schefter comes out with the details of that deal. So the big pieces... The 2023 year in Rodgers' contract, the last one that is on his current deal, would end up being a void year. No tags would be allowed. So basically, the Packers under no circumstances could franchise or transition tag Aaron Rodgers. That is off the table unless they renegotiate this deal. The Packers also agreed to review Aaron Rodgers' situation at the end of the season. Now, the reports on this have varied a little bit and evolved, and eventually Adam Schefter said, look, the big caveat here is Aaron Rodgers is going to get to pick. If the Packers sign off on a trade, he will get to decide, okay, I'm out. If they're willing to do it, they'll trade him. What the actual mechanism of that is, we don't really know at this point, but they are going to review the situation at the end of the year. Here is the real on that. This is so that if the Packers go out and win a Super Bowl, because if you negotiate a one-year deal with void years in 2022 and 2023, you got to renegotiate a new deal to bring him back. And presumably Aaron Rodgers wouldn't want to leave a situation where he just won a Super Bowl. If the team makes the kind of changes that he's looking for, that seems pretty unlikely given the acrimony involved here, but could happen. If they go out and have a great year, and, you know, let's say either they win the Super Bowl or it's like they were an injury late in the year that was unforeseen and, okay, you know, everything is really good. This team can win the Super Bowl again in 2023. So this team can win the Super Bowl again in 2022. So why not just come back? Well, they can do that under this current agreement because Rodgers stays under contract in 2022. The Packers are gaining flexibility in the cap. They're going to lower Rodgers' cap number in 2021, presumably push money from that 2022 salary also into that 2023 void year, where the cap is expected to go up significantly with the new media deals. So this means Aaron Rodgers will be the coach. Well, okay, Freudian slip there. Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers in 2022, and depending on how things go, could be the quarterback in 2022 and will almost certainly not be the quarterback in 2023. This is a 1 to 2 year window here. And what's interesting about that is that's probably always what the Packers were thinking would happen here. But this is Aaron Rodgers getting what he wanted. Essentially the NFL version of what the NBA has seen for a number of years now. These guys sign a 1+1, 1+ a player option, and that's basically what Aaron Rodgers has. He's going to get a year on this deal, and then a we'll see. And that's a big win for Rodgers in the no tag. Beyond that, there are a lot of wins here for Green Bay because they get to keep the MVP. They get to add the cap flexibility and then the chance to still have Aaron Rodgers in 2022 if 2021 goes right. And if it doesn't go right, he's still under contract. So if he's going to go somewhere, he has to be traded. The worst case for the Packers would be having to let Aaron Rodgers go for nothing. And that was the Andrew Brandt scenario. That was the Ian Rappaport scenario. Let's make 2022, 2023 void years. And now it's really just the 2021 season. I don't know why Aaron Rodgers would want to do that. I don't know why the Packers would want to do that. Ultimately, this ends up looking like a pretty big win-win because Aaron Rodgers gets his best chance to go out and win a Super Bowl in the short term. There was no team he could go to in 2021, that the Packers would reasonably deal him to, that would be a better situation than the one he currently has. The only one that would even, I think, be close would be San Francisco, but they just drafted Trey Lance. And so unless that was going to happen pre-draft, that was out. And by the way, those calls were made. Kyle Shanahan, we know, called about Aaron Rodgers. Okay. So Aaron Rodgers gets to play for a Super Bowl. Then he gets to decide, do I want to be here or not? And if he does, hey, that's great. He gets another chance to go in a Super Bowl. And then in 2022, after that, he can either retire or move on. Good options, 2 more years, and the Packers still get the chance to see what Jordan Love has before his contract is out. For the Packers, they get this guy, they get their flexibility, they still get the assets, and now Adam Schefter reporting mere moments after all this other these other stories drop that Devontae Adams is now willing to entertain extension talks. And just that 1 year of Aaron Rodgers, just getting to that point was enough for him to say, okay, we have this year, cool. And maybe next year, okay, cool. That is apparently enough to get Devontae Adams into signing a contract, which is why this was all so monumental. I mean, we knew these things were interconnected. And then so to be in this position now, the Packers really are getting pretty much everything they want. They're not having to give Rodgers a massive raise. They're getting the chance to go win a Super Bowl with him this year. And then who knows? Who knows? And they're setting themselves up to extend the best receiver in football. Now, there was that weird report from Trey Wingo and then followed up by Jonathan Jones from CBS Sports that Aaron Rodgers wants Randall Cobb. Now, both of those guys have had some pieces of this over the last few months that have turned out to not be true. But to have two independent reports of this, I think at least suggests that there's some smoke, that this is something that Rodgers maybe has asked for. Does it make sense? No, not really. Unless Houston is going to eat some of that money. And they're going to have to deal with Deshaun Watson. He is probably going to go on the exempt list. The fact that we're even in this position talking about, is he going to be there? Deshaun Watson has said he doesn't want to be there. He wants a trade. And yet we're talking in the middle of this. He's got 20 plus sexual assault allegations that he's facing. And the NFL has done nothing to suggest that they would stop him from playing until that stuff is adjudicated. That's pretty unfortunate. But Houston can't feel like they're going to get Deshaun. And that means they cannot feel like they are going to win games in 2021. So, sure, for a pick, eat some money, move on from Randall Cobb, and give some of your other guys opportunities. Is that something that makes sense? Yeah, I think it could, especially they just traded for Anthony Miller. He's probably a slot guy. Dan Pompey, who's a longtime Chicago sports writer, mentioned that the Bears trading Anthony Miller to Houston, which is what opens up the chance to get Cobb, and who's now presumably unhappy in Houston, is what allows Aaron Rodgers to return. If this happens, look, we can talk about it and we'll work in the fit. I don't think any Packer fan is going to turn down the chance to watch 12, 17, and 18 for one more year or two more years. Cobb has two more years on his deal, so you could get two more years in all this. To me, this seems like the best case scenario for both sides. Aaron Rodgers can ride off into the sunset, win two titles and retire, do the Elway. And you don't need to go anywhere. You don't have anything to prove. Don't worry about it. And, I've said this to a couple people privately that I've talked to. If they don't win it this year, maybe the best thing is to just move on, to go with Jordan Love, to get the picks and to move on. And to figure it out that way. You want to avoid, the fractures that this could have all created. Charles Robinson said on his podcast for Yahoo Sports that this has created some real tension between the coaches and the front office. That the coaches want the front office to figure it out. Figure it out. Guess what? They figured it out. So are the fractures, are the fissures now closed? I don't know. We'll see. Certainly, we will see. It sounds like Aaron Rodgers is coming to camp. And maybe day one of camp. That remains to be seen. Maybe by the time that you listen to this, there'll have been some other report or he'll just have shown up depending on when you listen to this. But Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers in 2021. And that is a question to which we have waited for the answer all offseason. That answer is finally here. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting news needs and all your sports betting needs. Major League Baseball, we've got the NBA draft coming up here. We've got golf still going on. And hey, look, the futures odds changed for Green Bay. Green Bay now 14-1. They're right there in the mix with the Rams and the 49ers in terms of where they are in the NFC pecking order, trying to get into the Super Bowl. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their run to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. It's the moment you've been waiting all offseason for. No, not the news on Aaron Rodgers. It is the triumphant return of everyone's favorite segment. Zhao, you doing? Lily Zhao from Fox 6 in Milwaukee is in the building. And, oh, by the way, we did get a report about Aaron Rodgers potentially coming back, telling people at least that he is coming back to Green Bay. Before we get to that, Lily, Zao, you doing?
Hey, Peter. I am doing fantastic. Zao, you doing? Because you know what? I was thinking about it. I'm like, making my triumphant return on the day that it is announced or speculated that Aaron Rodgers is coming back is quite the way to come back, Peter. So, Zao, you doing?
We're gonna put your number in the rafters, just like Aaron put it in the Ring of Honor, same kind of way.
Yes.
Hopefully, this is not our last dance. That we can do this for as long as we want to, right? No drama here. But, you know, a Rodgers to Adams-like connection, I would say. Obviously, you're Aaron Rodgers. I'm Devontae Adams in this metaphor.
Ooh, I like when, it. All right.
when we got the report from Rappaport that, okay, Aaron Rodgers is telling people close to him that he's coming back. We got David Bakhtiari joking on Twitter. I guess he's not close. People, AJ Hawk saying he didn't hear anything. But the news part of this, how surprised were you that we got the report when we did?
I thought it was, well, very well planned because shareholders meeting had wrapped up. Gutekunst, Mark Murphy saying they're hopeful there would be a resolution with their quarterback. And then after that's all done, we hear a report that he's coming back. So you have to know these things are always kind of put out strategically, time-wise. But I would say that it is nice having some sort of direction, because we've been talking about this the entire offseason. It's what's going to happen. So the fact there's going to be hopefully some sort of resolution here soon, which is him coming back to Green Bay, that's a positive step forward, because I think you and I were talking, I don't think he shows up the first day of training camp, which is Wednesday, but I still think he shows up sometime in the next month or so. So that's something.
Yeah, it is. And to your point about this being calculated, there is no way Aaron Rodgers was going to let Brian Gutekunst and Mark Murphy off the hook at that shareholders meeting. Absolutely no way was this going to come out before that happened. And sure enough, within an hour of Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst taking the stage, we get this report. He was going to let those guys go up there and twist in the breeze a little bit.
Yeah, they certainly, you know, they said what they said. There was nothing new. It was the same old, you know, we're hoping for a resolution. We're talking to his camp. We hope he's back next year. You know, he's referenced in the roster rundown that they were talking about at the shareholders meeting. And then we hear from Aaron's camp, presumably to Rappaport, that he's coming back. So, you know what? At least we have some sort of news, Peter, right? It's better than no news, right?
It is, I guess. So let's push this forward then, because as you mentioned, training camp opens. This will come out on Wednesday. We are recording this this will come out on Tuesday. Excuse me. What day is it? I don't even know what day it is.
It's Monday. But people don't know that, Peter.
the report came out on Monday, and training camp opens officially on Wednesday. We will see about the reporting situation come tomorrow. Neither of us expect Rodgers to be there. But other than Rodgers, because now we have the answer to this question, what are you going to be keeping an eye on as we open this 2021 training camp?
I think it's, you know, I know a lot of people are talking about Devontae Adams being unhappy, Za'Darius Smith not being too happy as well. You know, Devontae said all along, contract or not, he's going to be at training camp, so he'll be there. But, you know, I still think all eyes have to be on Jordan Love, right? Because, you know, we know Rodgers presumably will not be playing a lot if he does in the preseason. So we want to see what this guy looks like in live game reps against a different team. We haven't seen it in his entire career in Green Bay. Nothing of his fault of his own. But I think all eyes have to be on him, because if Rodgers isn't there the first day, which I don't think he will be, it's okay. Now all eyes are going to focus on Jordan Love. What's he doing? How's he progressed? How's his footwork? How's his throwing motion? You know, everything's going to be really heightened on him. And then, you know, just the rest of the receivers as well, their body language, what's happening in that group as well. I think will be something to keep an eye on.
Is there a rookie that you're like, okay, I'm just going to like zone in on this guy in whether it's preseason practices where you're just like, okay, this is the guy that I'm really going to try and figure out here?
I would say my answers are kind of basic, and I don't like that I give basic answers here, Peter, but I'm going to. I would say Eric Stokes and also Amari Rodgers. I think those two guys are going to have a big impact the rookie season. I think Eric Stokes, just because of all that we saw during OTAs, during rookie camp. I think this kid has a lot of good fundamental skills, and it's going to be fun to see him actually, when once they get into tackling and all that kind of stuff with the pads on. I want to see him in that kind of environment. I think Eric Stokes is going to be really fun to watch this year. And then Amari Rodgers, I think he's going to have a big part in this offense, especially in the slot. We'll see what he can do on special teams as well. But I think those two guys are two guys to be excited about for the rookie year.
Okay, so let's say that Aaron Rodgers is coming back and he's going to play this year, and we don't know what the future is beyond that. Obviously, it is a mystery whether or not it's beautiful. I guess you can decide. But Jordan Love is going to get his first live game reps, assuming he doesn't get hurt, and obviously we hope he doesn't. We hope no one gets hurt. We're going to see him in preseason games. We're going to see him in open practices in a way that we didn't get to last year. We really have no on-field evidence as to what Jordan Love is as a quarterback. So even though he is not going to be the preferred starter, as it seems right now, this season, what are you looking to see from him in practice, preseason, et cetera?
I think it's just, you know, can he just make those throws that we think he's capable of making? He was making a lot of really big downfield throws, which is what we'd like to see. I think it's just the progression with that, the progression with his footwork, and just being confident in terms of having your entire arsenal back for training camp. I know the top receivers came back a little bit later, earlier in the offseason, but it's having all your weapons at your disposal. It's having your entire offensive line, you know, minus David Bakhtiari, that'll be there to protect you. It's what are you going to look like in this offense if, per se, anything does happen with Rodgers, yada, yada, yada. But when you have those pieces of the starting offense, what do you actually look like in it? I want to see, is he going to come out with a lot of confidence? Is he going to do a lot of checkdowns? What's he going to do? Are they going to make him pass the ball or hand off the ball to Aaron Jones and company? It's what does he actually look like in this offense? Does he look comfortable in it? I think that's what I'm going to be kind of curious to see once, you know, the training camp and the preseason gets rolling around. But I think the first day, it's just, we want to see him with pads on. We want to see what he can do. Can he take a hit? You know, all those kind of intangible small things that we didn't get to see last year. And I'm sure he wants to showcase to us is what I want to see.
So this is a team that defensively we want to see take a step forward. They brought in Joe Barry to bring that. You mentioned Eric Stokes and his role. Are there any guys in the front? I mean, we heard Rashawn Gary looked really good in camp and the OTA practices. Kenny Clark came in looking leaner and meaner than he has the last few years. What about that front? Who are some guys that you're looking at there?
I would say those two guys up front, especially, and it's also just the younger guys that have come in as well, but. You know, it's kind of weird to say, but the Smith bros, it's, you know, they came in their first year, they just completely dominated. And then their second year, there was kind of a bit of a, you know, slip in terms of production, because you can't always get a bajillion sacks every year. But I want to see, can those guys actually get back to the production that we saw in the first year, in their first year in Green Bay? And I'm just kind of curious to see how Joe Barry really gets these guys to be big ball hawks. I think up front, there's a lot of the same pieces, but they're confident that they're going to be better this year in terms of getting to the quarterback, stopping the run, doing all those fundamental things that they need to do to be a championship caliber defense. So I would say those mainstays, I'm still kind of curious to see what kind of quote unquote jump they can have even as veterans. But I am, Peter, curious to see how the back end works though, right?
Yep.
You have Jair, you have Kevin, you're bringing a guy like Eric Stokes. How is he going to really fit in on the backfield? You know, can he actually make an impact early on as a rookie? That's what I want to see, because you brought him in for a reason. You brought in those guys in the secondary as DBs to, you know, take the ball away from opposing teams. You want to see them be physical, have length, deflect the ball. I think I'm kind of more excited to see what happens on the back end, because I know the guys in the front end are a very veteran presence, so we know what they can hopefully and potentially do in the season, but the back end is what I'm kind of curious about.
Yeah. So again, this is assuming Aaron Rodgers is back. Before we got the news about Rodgers' discontent, the Packers were among the favorites. It was the Chiefs. It was the Bucks. It was the Packers. And really, there was a gap between them and everyone else. I think there are real questions now about how this offseason affects what is otherwise, by talent, a championship level team. You have Aaron Rodgers, who presumably is playing on a lame duck season. Davante Adams wanted a long-term deal. Green Bay was not willing to come to his price. He's unhappy. You mentioned Za'Darius Smith unhappy with the way that his contract was handled. How much do you think this stuff carries over for a team that does have Super Bowl aspirations and Super Bowl talent?
I think it's, you know, if it really is one last ride with these guys because, you know, they're not happy with the organization, why not just go out with the biggest bang and that's winning a Super Bowl? You know, why not just put your best foot forward one last year together with these guys to do something special, to do something that this team hasn't done in over a decade? Yeah, there might be, if it is a lame duck season, how does that affect the rest of the team though? Because essentially you're saying, oh, maybe Aaron Rodgers gets like a player option kind of thing. You know, maybe he does get a say in where he's traded in 2022, if that's what happens. So how does that affect your other teammates who are like, hey, I'm still here. I'm still going to be here for the duration, but our main pieces are basically one and done at this point. I don't know how big of a effect that's going to have on the locker room with those younger guys or those guys who are like, hey, we still have a couple years left in Green Bay. But I would say for those guys who are kind of potentially could be out contract wise, like the Z, the Devontae, the Aaron, it's why not just play your best and try to win a Super Bowl? I mean, this is a stack. This is going to be a stacked team. And you know, of course, the NFC North is going to look a lot different quarterback wise. So it's not going to be a runaway in the division, I don't think, but I still think this is going to be a team that can contend for a Super Bowl. So why not just do it this year? You know,
I do think they're going to run away with this division personally. I don't see it being that close. I really don't. With Jordan Love, it would have been close. I don't see it with which team is going to take a considerable step forward given the offseason that they have. Maybe the Vikings, but they still have major offensive line questions. They've got no pass rush outside of Danielle Hunter. They have major questions at cornerback. I think their questions are so much bigger. And guess what? They don't have Aaron Rodgers. And if the Packers do, that seems like a huge gap to me.
It does. It does. And I would say, you know, it's not like it's going to be, well, in my head, I'm like, you know, it would be easier for them to run away every year, but I'm just like, oh, we'll just start out even, like, right. But I feel like in a year when we have this discussion, it's going to be a lot more even. Justin Fields will have a year under his belt, Jared Goff, and all those guys will have a year in their system. So it's going to be a different kind of talk next year, especially if Rodgers isn't back. But yeah, like you're right. It's going to be, if Rodgers comes back and these guys can play to the level of play they had offensively last year, I'm like, it's going to be a good year for this team. So if you're going to be at this point, you might as well just do your best to win a Super Bowl. You know, you might as well just go out on top, win a title, be done with it. And then if you have to move on, you move on.
I totally agree. And I'm sure a lot of Packer fans probably agree too. If you're going to leave, go win a Super Bowl. That'd be great. Lily, great to have you back. And we will be back doing this. This is a little out of order. Normally we had you in on Wednesdays last year. That will continue to be the plan, schedule willing, but I'm glad we were able to have your return coincide with Aaron Rodgers' return. Only fitting. Great to have you back.
Thank you so much, Peter. Looking forward to the season.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible at your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. So why wait in a line at your local auto parts store or the dealership and wait for them to tell you, oh, we only have this part and it's going to cost this much, and you're beholden to that. You have a computer, you have a phone, you have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% markup for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership when you could use Rock Auto? Go explore their easy to use website and find the solutions for your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Locked On Bets. Betting on the Packers doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and the Lee Sterling lock of the day. Follow Locked On Bets, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. All right, we're going to be back tomorrow. And we're going to be back tomorrow with Iowa Senator Zach Walls, longtime Packer fan, friend of this podcast, to talk about how this all came to be the politics of the Aaron Rodgers situation. We're going to talk about that. And not politics, not capital P politics, but the power plays here, the power dynamics and how this all came to be. And of course, just talking a little bit of Packers too, because Zach, that's what Zach does. Zach is a huge fan, and this is great. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers. And anytime you want to hit us up on the Locked On Packers fan hotline, you can do that, 920-341-3775 to stay Locked On Packers.